Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Southern California Sheriff's Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed during a traffic stop Thursday by a man with a violent criminal history since 2000. The suspect later died in a shootout on I-15 in Norco, California. The suspect, 44-year-old William Shea McKay of San Bernardino County, had a history of multiple arrests, including kidnapping, robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix. Looting during the natural disaster in Buffalo, New York is a symbol of the failed legal system in the Empire State. So says victim shop owner Carl Anderson on Fox News.
People from the community telling me exactly who did it. I've shared this information with three detectives yesterday, and they have a task force that came down and met with me. I'm guaranteeing you they're going to get caught, but I'm also going to guarantee you that there's no punishment. And this is the problem. We have bail reform, we have defunding the police departments going on, and we have no real punishment for the actions of what's going on. And so what is the deterrent?
A crime scene cleanup crew are being deployed to sanitize the infamous murder house in Moscow, Idaho, where four young students were stabbed to death more than a month ago. Chief James Fry.
Part of the reason we're doing that is because of the biohazards, as well as chemicals that were used during the investigations.
Japan adapted a plan on Thursday to extend the life of nuclear reactors, replace the old, and even build new reactors. Rising energy prices and pressure to reduce carbon emissions has Japanese leaders choosing nuclear energy. This is a major policy change since the Fukushima nuclear disaster in 2011. This is USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ukraine isn't the only country getting military support from the United States these days. Taiwan, in their struggles with Chinese threats, are getting new systems from America.
The State Department says the deal includes the sale of an anti-tank mine-laying system and related equipment. This comes as China is increasingly asserting territorial claims over Taiwan. I'm Dave Collins.
A celestial celebration will be playing out New Year's Eve. The moon in the evening sky will be midway between Jupiter, far to its right, and Mars, far to its left. For telescope users in western North America, Jupiter's moon Io reappears out of eclipse on Saturday night. The next time a major airline has a meltdown like what we saw this week with Southwest Air, how do you prepare for a plan B?
Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website, says there are multiple ways you can be ready the next time you have to alter your vacation route.
Book a nonstop flight if you can. Don't try to build in stops. If there's a direct flight, make sure you're taking that direct flight. Have the airline app installed on your phone so you can rebook yourself in the event of irregular operations.
Henderson also says getting a credit card with travel insurance will reimburse you if your flight gets canceled. Also, having only carry-on luggage helps making flight changes a little bit easier. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plan. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we're going to have a special time here with Richard Pearson. He is the host of Prophecy USA Broadcast. His new book, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. I mean, just that title alone may stop you for a second, because I may have said before with the prophecy conferences that I've attended, the number one question that is asked is, where is America in the book of Revelations? Where's America in biblical prophecy? What happens? Does it just fade away? And some people might give that question credence, or at least that answer credence, because you look at America today as we become less and less relevant. You know, is America missing from God's plan in the final days of Revelation as we know it? Well, as you say, the last book in the Bible, Revelation, speaks of the end times. It confirms what Old Testament prophets foretold concerning nations that would rise. One country plays a pivotal role in fulfilling Bible prophecy, and it has 53 biblical descriptions. And I'm going to bring Richard on right now, and he'll explain which country fits these 53 biblical descriptions. Richard Pearson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, Rick, you know, as you were sharing with me, this is a download from God himself, and something that, and I want you to explain to our audience, I mean, this goes back decades as you were praying and seeking God's wisdom and insight, and God opened your eyes to this bit of prophecy, which is pretty fascinating, and I think might be earth-shattering for some people, because it might conflict with their general orthodoxy and understanding of biblical prophecy.
Bill, it was earth-shattering for me when I received it, and it's earth-shattering when I went into the Word and I found out that what I was told actually is in the Bible.
Hmm. Wow. So break it down. When did this happen? Tell us the story.
There's two major theophanies I've had in my life. A theophany is a burning bush experience. It's like what Moses had and the prophets had. First of all, when I was 18 years old, I was deciding where to go to university. I made a vow to God in a Florida apartment and said, God, if you're real, if you're really real, I was thinking of going to Oral Roberts University, and Oral Roberts said, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thought, I wonder if this is true, because I was raised Baptist with cessation theology. And I went and visited the school, came back to an apartment in Florida, and I made a vow to God. And I said, God, I want you to have my life, but I'm not sure you're real. Show me you're real, and I'll do whatever you tell me. At that point, the door of the apartment blew open. A wind came in the room. It encircled me. I was with a friend of mine at the time, We were both on our knees praying. We both hit the carpet. I buried my face in the carpet, and I thought, what on earth have I conjured up? There's a whirlwind just blowing around. The curtains were blowing. It was like something you'd see in a movie. And right. I buried my face in the carpet. I said, Jesus, 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 over and over again, because I actually, it startled me. And I started speaking in another language, Bill, for about 10 minutes. And as I was speaking that language, I didn't know what it was, but these words came into my mind. Rick, you will share this experience with other people that do not believe in my power nor my existence. I put my hand up. I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but please stop the wind. Immediately, the wind left the room. The door slammed behind it, and that was it. I had no idea that whirlwinds came to Jonah, Ezekiel, Elijah, and, of course, on the day of Pentecost, there came a the disciples were gathered together with one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the room wherein they were at, and they began to speak in over 15 different dialects the wonders and the miracles of God. So I didn't know that that happened. I enrolled in ORU a year later, and then in 1986, I graduated in 77. In 1986. My phone rang, and they wanted to know if I would be interested in being on the Board of Regents at ORU. I was a business graduate. I was in business up in Canada. I had been giving some money towards the school, but I really wasn't tithing. I kind of drifted away from God, and I went down to ORU. I looked at all these men on the Board of Regents that were giving their lives to God and the kingdom, and here I wasn't even tithing. So I got convicted, and I took 10% of my net worth, and I said, Lord, I am sorry. I'm going to tithe the rest of my life. Here it is. Give it to the medical missions. At that point, I entered into my second theophany in life at the age of 32 years old. When I released that money, Bill, something happened. I started hearing not audible voices, but words going over and over again in my mind concerning the United States of America. And I could not understand everything that was being downloaded into me. Mm-hmm. Finally, on the seventh night of the seventh day, an audible voice woke me up, called me by name, and I thought questions, and the voice answered me audibly to the point where I said, Lord, I don't want to know anymore. Now, I said, why are you calling me, Lord? And the voice audibly spoke and said, because I love you, Rick. And then the voice literally entered my chest and said, I want you to have fruit that remaineth. Now, at that point, I said, "That I can't handle this, Lord. I don't want to talk anymore." 3 weeks later, I slept with my Bible on my chest for 3 weeks, Bill, wondering. It was an OMG moment, oh my goodness, or oh my God. Yeah. I jumped on a plane, I flew down to Oral Roberts University, and I asked Oral Roberts if he would lay his hand on me to discern if something was wrong with me. He laid his hand on me, his right hand. He began laughing, and he said, Rick, there is nothing wrong with you. You have definitely heard from God. God has spoken to you, Rick. God has definitely spoken to you. He immediately put me on the Board of Regents, and for the next 21 years, I was on the Board of Regents, traveled to over 30 different nations around the world on medical missions, and been working out my salvation with fear and trembling. In the last 3 years, met a man in Israel by the name of Rod Hembry. He has been on Bible Discovery TV for 30 years. In a swimming pool in Israel, the Lord spoke to him and said, build Rick a TV studio, give him your cameras, give him your staff, give him everything, and produce a show. Let him write it on prophecy. Let him direct it and do everything for free. And that's how I ended up on television, Bill, in short notes. But this is a revelation, I believe, from God concerning the United States of America in Bible prophecy. The vision waits for its appointed time, and I believe the appointed time is now.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's unveil that in this next segment. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More from Richard Pearson after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Richard Pearson continues. The Hour That Changes Everything is the title of his new book, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. He is the host of Prophecy USA broadcast. Rich, right before the break, you started to reveal what God had shown you. Here you've got, you meet this gentleman in Israel, and God tells him to build you out a studio, cameras, support, everything, because God has a plan for Rick Pearson, right?
Well, I believe that God has a plan for his word to be spread throughout the world. And Bill, I sincerely believe what I received was progressive revelation knowledge concerning the United States of America. There is a nation in the Bible called Mystery Babylon the Great, and the mystery is about to be unveiled.
Now, tell us what God had downloaded into you, because, again, traditional prophetic orthodoxy, and you and I talked about this before, the nature of prophecy is that it is like an onion skin experience. What you think you know today can be different tomorrow because there's another unveiling. I mean, revelation, it's a very dynamic process that we're told in the Bible we know in part, we prophesy in part, and that as we go through life, and we experience certain benchmarks, there is a revelation that comes about. And, Rich, sometimes that revelation is shocking because you sit there and you go, wait a minute, I've read this 100 times plus. What, all of a sudden, I'm seeing this and connecting the dots differently than what I did before. This is sometimes what can be a bit tenuous about prophecy. And I'm always concerned about people that want to be so doctrinal and so emphatic about it, because it's like, wait a minute, you know, you only think you know at this point until God says, oh, but there's more, right?
There's, Bill, there's definitely more. And, you know, when Jesus arrived, he said, your traditions have made the word of God of none effect. Everyone, all of those who had studied Scripture were looking for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but they were not looking for the suffering servant and the Messiah that would die on the cross. From Isaiah 53. So you have to be willing to have an open mind to look, but you have to base everything on Scripture. If you had based everything on Scripture, the scribes would have said, look at what Isaiah prophesied, but in Isaiah 53. So I believe that what God has given me is verses that have been overlooked, and now they're coming to light. And when you open up those verses, it will be just like Daniel was told in Daniel 12:8, when it said, seal the book, it's not for you to know. But they in the latter days will understand, the wise will understand, but the wicked will not. And what I have unveiled and what God showed me is that the United States of America plays a pivotal role in Bible prophecy. We are in the Bible.
Yes, and this is going to be shocking for some people because they've heard repeatedly that America's MIA, it's inconsequential, but that's not what God showed you.
Well, this is what I believe, and you know, Bill, I've always said never base your theology on someone else's vision or dream or experience. Base your personal theology on the Word of God, and when you read the Word of God, God has promised us that the Holy Spirit will speak to directly to you. You do not need a prophet to hear from God. God wants a personal, one-on-one relationship with you. But sometimes prophets are called up to reveal things in the Word that traditional prophecy has missed.
Well, I've got to tell you, Rich, I've struggled with the idea of America missing in action, because you sit there and you go, wait a minute, God really entered into covenant with the pilgrims, and this is how the American idea came about. I mean, it was an answer to prayer. For 12 years, the pilgrims said, Lord, give us a place where we can worship you and glorify you freely. Get us away from these oppressive governments that want us to worship only the way they say, instead of true worship, the way you want it. And God honored that prayer, and that is the genesis and the beginning
of the American idea, and you wonder, you go, because you know God is a faithful God, and you know his covenants are very, very important, and so to think that America would be left out, it seemed like a contradiction, and I was challenged by that. So to hear what you're sharing with us today is so comforting to me, and it just, I don't know, just encourages my faith all the more, and to wait, I guess, with expectant joy as this plays out, because, you know, hey, God's in charge. It's his plan, right?
God is in charge, and God is in total control of the world, of the globe, and of the United States of America. What's playing out right now is literally in Scripture. He talks about Babylon the Great, Mystery Babylon the Great, Jeremiah. Now, you have to remember, we're not just using Revelation. We are quoting from Isaiah, 750 B.C., Jeremiah in 630 B.C., from Ezekiel in 550 B.C., and from John in 85 A.D. This is all played out in Scripture, where you can read it line upon line, precept upon precept. America is fulfilling Bible prophecy even as she is today, and as she has in the past. She's a covenant nation raised up by God. And Jeremiah said she's a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, used to promote the Judeo-Christian doctrines and the Christian lifestyle, and to spread the gospel of Christ throughout the world. That's what she was raised up for.
Mm-hmm. And for the most part, she's done this, hasn't she?
I believe that she's done this. And, you know, Bill, on your radio show, on the Internet, the gospel is going out throughout all the world. You can hold a cell phone in your hand, and it'll read the Bible to you. I mean, the Bible is all over the world now, except for maybe some other areas. But the United States has been totally inundated with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as you know, Bill, the majority of people have not accepted that. They have rejected, which is part and parcel of what happens in Babylon the Great. She's raised up by the covenant of Deuteronomy 28, and she's blessed, she's prosperous, she exceeds the world, she becomes the richest nation in the world because of her covenant with God.
Yes.
And but something happens to Babylon. The Bible says she turns, and she turns away from God. And this is what I believe we're seeing now, is we're seeing a separation of the wheat and the chaff. And, of course, Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Will you serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or will you turn your back and say, we don't need God? Our God will be science. Our God will be government. We don't need this divine spirit to lead and guide and direct us. We can do this on our own. Nebuchadnezzar made the exact same mistake in 600 B.C. when he said, look what I have done. Look what I have accomplished. And immediately it says that God handed him over to demonic spirits, and it said they drove him into the wilderness. They made him eat grass like an animal. He literally lost his mind, and at the end of the 7 years, he says, there's no God like unto this God.
Amen. That's right. Got to go to break. We've got more from Richard Pearson after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by IDM. Call for Code founding partner IDM and its creator David Clark Cause have named GardenMate as winner of the 2022 Global Challenge. Call for Code invites developers across the globe to use cutting-edge technologies like IBM's artificial intelligence portfolio and IBM Cloud to create solutions to help solve the world's biggest problems. The GardenMate app utilizes IBM Watson technology and connects gardeners with excess produce to people in need. The team will receive $200,000 as well as assistance from the Linux Foundation to open source their application and support to deploy their solution from IBM ecosystem partners. Kate Woolley, GM, IBM Ecosystems.
Since 2018, IBM and Call for Code have empowered developers to take on the challenge of tackling the world's biggest problems, such as food scarcity and climate change. This year's competition demonstrates the impact developers can have to help affect change and create a better future through the use of technologies such as hybrid cloud and AI.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
USA News Update. Southern California Sheriff Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed during a traffic stop Thursday by a man with a violent criminal history since 2000. The suspect later died in a shootout on I-15 in Norco, California. The suspect was 44-year-old William Shea McKay of San Bernardino County. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix. Japan adopted a plan on Thursday to extend the life of nuclear reactors, replacing the old and even building new reactors. Rising energy prices and pressure to reduce carbon emissions has Japanese leaders choosing nuclear energy. This is a major policy change since the Fukushima nuclear disaster from 2011. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Richard Pearson, his new book, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. Yes, America does have a role in Bible prophecy. It is a covenant nation, I remind you of that. And there is a lot to understand about a covenant nation. There has not been many aware of, right, Rich?
Israel is the apple of God's eye, but there's another covenant nation called the United States of America. And she's dramatically detailed in Scripture.
Explain more to the audience what God had shown you that is going to challenge people, and that's okay. I mean, and this is what prophecy does. As we know in part, we prophesy in part, and in due season and in God's time, revelation comes. And what God has downloaded into your spirit and what you've been sharing with us is quite encouraging, I think, for those of us here in this country that have been perplexed to think that America, blessed by God, are we just to fade away or maybe have a Samson moment where our hair grows long again and we're able to, you know, crush the infidels? What possibly happen in the future? But God, exact to his word and exact to everything that he does, has a precise plan and purpose for America, does he not?
God definitely has a purpose and a plan for America. In the research that we did, we discovered in Revelation 17:10 that there are eight providential nations in Scripture. Six have come and gone. Of course, this is all from Daniel, you know, Nebuchadnezzar's right. Vision and the image. And then in Daniel 2, he has the image of the providential nations that will rise and fall. Then in Daniel 7, He has a second dream, which confirms the first. Then in Revelation 13, literally 500 years later, John picks up on the same vision, and he sees all the same animals represented, representing nations that rise up in the last days, rise up from the sea of humanity. But in Revelation 17, there's something that happens. There's a woman that sits on all these nations. And that woman has got a golden cup in her hand, and she sits upon the beast of all nations. We believe that that is the United States of America. Now, six of the providential nations have come and gone, and two are left. The eighth, in Revelation 17, says the eighth kingdom is the beast, which leaves one nation in between six and eight, which is seven, which is the woman. The woman is the seventh nation. United States of America is the seventh providential nation that God said would rise and fall before Jesus comes.
Wow. We need to have a Salem moment and just let that take hold in our mind. And this begins to make even more sense. Continue, Rich.
Okay. In Revelation 7, now here's the key verse. There's four time sequences that I give in Scripture. The tribulation takes place between Revelation 6 and 16. At the end of Revelation 16, in verse 17, it says, "It is done. It is done." Jesus comes, there's an earthquake, the second coming takes place. But in Revelation 17, 19, it says, "And God remembered to give unto the Babylon." Let me just read that verse real quick here. Just a second, Bill.
Okay.
Revelation 16, 19. "And the great city was divided into three parts. That is Jerusalem, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the fierceness of his wine." In the English Standard Version, it says to drain the cup of the fierceness of his wrath. This cup that's poured out during the tribulation has all kinds of tribulation, seven seals, seven bowls, and seven trumpets that are released. And at the end of the tribulation, it says Babylon comes up for a remembrance. That word is mneschkemi. It means to recollect from memory. And then so we're talking about he's recollecting something from memory about the judgment of this woman. And in Revelation 17, 1, it says, "And then one of the seven angels that carried the bowls comes to John and says, come with me and I will show you the destruction of the woman." So he takes John right out of that time sequence. And in Revelation 17, 1, right through 11, he describes this woman until we get into Revelation 17, 12. And this is the key verse. They're describing this woman, and it says, "And the ten horns," which is the New World Order, "which thou sawest, are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." John is taken out of Revelation 16, 19, and brought to the place in time, the time sequence, where the kings have received no power or no kingdom as of yet. So this is a pre-tribulation verse. The visions that John had in Scripture were not written down chronologically. This is a different time sequence. Now we've gone from the end of the tribulation to the beginning of the tribulation, and God shows us how this thing all starts. In Revelation 17, 16, it says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest shall hate the woman, and shall make her desolate and naked, and eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. The new world order will not come into power until the woman is deposed.
Mm, yes.
She must be deposed, and that's the time sequences that we're talking about. Then in Revelation 18...
Well, hang on just a moment here, Rich, only from a standpoint, again, I want people to connect the dots here with reality.
Okay.
I mean, this has been the continual press against the United States of America. Whether
exactly.
It's Putin, whether it's President Xi, whether it's Klaus Schwab, they know that America is in the way of their ultimate plan. And I believe this is why they rigged the election, this last election, if I might say, just to, you know, mention some politics, because people understand what's happening in the culture, is they knew they had to get Trump out of the way as well. So anything that was antithetical to this end game that they have in terms of this new world order is verboten, and this is what we're seeing played out on the world stage today.
This is exactly how I see it, Bill.
Mm, yes. Okay.
They hate the U.S., and what we all must realize is we're not dealing with political parties. We're dealing with two specific kingdoms, a kingdom of light and a kingdom of darkness. So these people have no clue what is motivating them. But we do.
Yes.
Because we know. We know what the Judeo-Christian principles and protocols stand for. It's so that we can be blessed. The Ten Commandments were not given to us so that they weren't 10 negotiating points. They were 10 commandments that we could live by, and it would release blessings upon our life if we walked in the commandments of God.
Yes.
And the United States was built on that. They were built, the whole Judeo-Christian system, or in the Bible, was built within the judicial system. That's why we have Moses at the top of the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Holding the Ten Commandments.
I tell you, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Richard Pearson after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and this compelling conversation and revelation from Richard Pearson continues. His book, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. Before we pick up exactly where we left off, Richard, I want to make sure that people understand that this new book comes with a study guide, right?
It comes with a study guide and a free app. Now, the book does not come when you order. The study guide doesn't come automatically with the book. You have to order each individually. Mm-hmm. But we do have a free app that you can download. And if we have 13 TV shows that parallel each chapter, so you can listen to the app while you read the book over and over again, right in the palm of your hand. And the app is free.
Wow. Well, that is awesome. And how can they connect with you, Richard? What's the website?
You can go to prophecyusa.org, and you can order the book. You can download the app. You can order the study guide. You can get DVDs, or you can go to Amazon and buy it right on Amazon.
It's an Amazon bestseller. I mean, this should tell you something. I mean, what you are sharing with the people has connected, and it is it's rhyming with their reason and making a lot of sense, even though I'm sure for traditionalists it's causing some controversy, but that's okay. I mean, God can handle the controversy. He says, look, talk to me. You know, let's sit down, let's reason together here. And, you know, this is an incredible revelation, as we understand revelation to be, that it is a process. And amazingly, how things are revealed to us when we most need them. Right, Rich?
That's exactly right. And, you know, Bill, when I wrote this book, I hired Wayne Hastings from former Nelson Thomas Publishing, Thomas Nelson, and Wayne had done 5 word-by-word commentaries on the book of Revelation. He's also one of the 75 theologians that helped translate the New King James Bible. So Wayne was not a novice at this, and when we got done, Wayne said to me, I have never seen the dots join. Rick, I had no idea. America is definitely in the Bible.
Exactly.
And that comes from a 30-year-old veteran in theology.
Wow. Yeah, that's a confirming voice. And, of course, as you say, look at, you know, check it out for yourself. You don't want to make a decision based on somebody else's vision. You know, you take it to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is faithful to lead us in all truth and wisdom, and determine this for yourself. And I highly recommend that you get your hands on this book, on the app, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. Okay, Rich, let's pick it up where we left off in terms of America and how, you know, how you're seeing America in the book of Revelations and playing a key role here in the unveiling of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say where we are right now in Bible prophecy. Revelation 17:12 says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They shall make war with the Lamb." Bill, that is you and me and every born-again Christian.
Yes.
They are making war with the Lamb. But it says that the Lamb will overcome. Now, in Babylon, something terrible happens to this covenant nation. She falls into great darkness. The Bible says in Isaiah and in Revelation that she's literally driven into darkness. She falls spiritually in God's eyes. She embraces Babylonian religions. She becomes, Revelation 18:2 says, she becomes the habitation of every foul and unclean spirit. And she enters into all forms of Baal worship. When you sacrifice 65 million children, this is Baal worship.
Yes.
This is exactly what this is. Now, in Baal worship, what they did, they had Asherah poles, and these poles were driven into the ground, and they carved them in the shape of women, and they would have temple prostitutes come, and you could watch both male or female prostitutes, or you could join in the orgies at the poles that were driven in the ground. Well, you say, we don't have that today, but we have 3,500 strip clubs in North America, and we do not have, the poles are not carved into women. We have live women hanging from them. This is all a form of Baal worship. It has entered into this covenant nation. Now, when you sacrifice, when you have this type of immorality, you have children you don't want. So what do? Well, the God of Moloch says, you come and sacrifice your child unto me, and I'll bless you financially. So the number one reason for abortion in the nation is because of finances.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
Can't afford it. So
well, we've even heard from you know, celebrities who have said they were celebrating their abortion, you know, suggesting that their lives would have not been so beneficial, they would not be so wealthy and famous had they had a child, and that they celebrated their abortion. To your exact point, exactly.
And see, these people, they don't even know what Baal worship is. They've never studied the scriptures. They have no clue. They don't believe in a divine, they might believe in a God that's gracious and loving, but they don't believe in a God that not only is a God of love, but he's also a God of justice, and he's also a God of judgment. Now, in Numbers 35, it says, "He that sheds the innocent blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed." So when you shed 65 million innocent children, it says in Numbers that the land is defiled by the shedding of innocent blood. But the people in the land, if they have a covenant with God, the nation can break covenant, but we as individuals still can maintain our covenant. And there's covenant promises that when judgment comes, we will not be judged, we'll be delivered. So the greatest mystery in the scripture, two of them, is Mystery Babylon the Great. We have unveiled the mystery. The next mystery is, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed instantly in the twinkling of an eye. This mortal will put on immortality, and this corruptible will put on incorruption. This is part of the rapture. There's two major mysteries that we're working on here. And it's exciting for the Christians. The wise will understand, but the wicked will not.
Exactly. Well, Rick, we've got about 3.5 minutes left here, so I'm going to let you summarize this special hour that we've been able to have together, you know, regarding your book and this revelation. I mean, I cannot thank you enough for being obedient to God's call upon your life and taking this message, just as he said that there would be many, many that need to hear this message that would be blessed from what it is that he has shown you. And thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for having me on, Bill. It's an absolute pleasure to be on. And I want to leave your audience with some scripture. I'm just looking up Revelation 3:10. I'm just looking for Bill in Revelation. The judgment of America, the judgment of Babylon, will come in Revelation 18:8, 18:10, 18:17, 18:19, Revelation 14:7, and Isaiah 47:9. And it says, "In 1 hour she'll be burned by fire, utterly destroyed." But there's also in Revelation 3:10, Jesus said to the church of Philadelphia, "I have given unto you an open door that no man can shut. Because you have kept my word, I will keep you from the hour of judgment that shall come upon the whole world." When the judgment comes down on America, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fourth man, is going to appear. And Paul said, "Rest with us, those of you who are troubled, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven in his, with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." The rapture of the church, when the judgment comes down on America, I promise you the bride will go up. The flames will have no power over our bodies. And just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there's no other God that can deliver like unto this God. And after that rapture takes place, the new world order will come into power. The money will change overnight. The digital mark will be given. And they will enter into the 7 years of God's wrath. In the meantime, up in heaven, Revelation 19:7, after the woman is judged, it says that there's a voice of many people in heaven, for the marriage of the supper has come, and the bride hath made herself ready.
Wow. We have so many great things to look forward to. I mean, God, in his glory and deserved honor. He's the host of Prophecy USA, Richard Pearson, and his new book and study guide, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. Richard Pearson, the website they should go to?
Website is prophecyusa.org, or you can go to Amazon and get the book.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.